Hello, this is Lily.
Good evening, I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a survey about important issues facing Florida, and we'd like to get your opinion today. But first of all, are you registered to vote in Florida?
Yes, I am.
And what are the chances of your voting in the August 20 primary elections for President, Senate, I'm sorry, for U.S. Senate, the Florida Legislature, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote, or are the chances 50-50, or don't you think you will vote? If you have already
I'm gonna be voting.
Say so. Okay. And do you plan to vote in the Republican primary or the Democratic primary?
Democratic primary.
And in what year were you born, just to make sure we speak to all ages in Florida?
73.
Thank you. And are you, is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent, yes or no?
Yes.
Is that your household member?
I'm sorry?
Is that you or a household member?
Myself.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Florida are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten enough on the ground track in general?
No, I don't like that Florida's headed to the direction they're headed.
Okay, so ground track. Correct?
Sorry, say that again.
Right direction or ground track?
Wrong
Which
direction.
One's a lot better for you? Ground track, okay? Now,
I'm in a loud place, so I'm having trouble hearing you. I'm sorry, I'm a loud place.
No problem. But now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures. I'd like to read your feelings over each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, just let me know, and we'll go on the next one. The first one is Joe Biden. How would you rate him? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or
very favorable?
Kamala Harris?
Very favorable.
Chad Klitschman?
I'm sorry, who is it?
Chad Klitschman. Do you recognize the name?
Oh, I do. Very favorable.
And Rodney W. Jacobs Jr.?
I don't recognize that name.
The last one, Barbara Sharif. Do you recognize the name, Barbara Sharif?
Uh-huh. I do. Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. And now we're almost done with the survey. We're at 75%. Thank you for taking the call. If the Democratic primary for the Florida... We're almost done. If the Democratic primary for the Florida State Senate were held today, and the candidates in your district were Barbara Sharif, Rodney W. Jacobs Jr., and Charles Klitschman, for whom will you vote?
Charles Klitschman.
I'm sorry?
Klitschman.
Okay. And how certain are you that you will vote for Chad Klitschman? Are you very certain, just somewhat or not at all?
Somewhat certain. There's still time.
Okay. And the last two questions is still thinking about the Democratic primary election. Please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for the Florida State Senate. I have a short list. I know all are important, but the most important issue.
Right?
Climate change and the environment, LGBTQ rights, jobs and wages, education, home and property insurance.
I want them hot. LGBTQ rights.
Okay, this is the most important right now. And finally,
yes.
The last few questions for logistical purposes.
Can you put the sauce inside? Can you put the sauce inside?
Well, that way you guys could eat them if I don't eat them all.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Say that question one more time.
Thank you for your kindness to help us. The last two questions, really. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
I'm liberal.
And somewhat liberal or very liberal?
Very liberal.
And
no, you know, I'm somewhat liberal.
There are things that I
don't align with.
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College level, bachelor's.
And, okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Liliana.
Okay. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Your opinion is extremely important. And thanks again for your help. Have a great day. Thank you.
You're welcome. You too. Bye.
Bye.